Hello, and welcome to Morning Prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Friday, and we're in the 10th week since Pentecost. Today we continue our reading of Mark's Gospel. Though we may have heard Jesus' story many times, we are trying to listen with fresh ears to what Jesus says and what Jesus does. And as we listen today, listen and try to answer the question that Jesus poses to his disciples. As we do, we pray that the Spirit deepens our faith and our understanding of who Jesus is and what that means for us and for the world. And now we begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God, and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. You have been born anew through the abiding Word of God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 8th chapter, beginning today at verse 27. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah," and he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. The two questions Jesus asks are masterfully posed. He begins by asking who it is that people believe that he is, or what is or who is he like? What are people saying about him? Who could resist offering an answer to the master about what they've heard others saying? At the same time, maybe in here, we could also ask who could resist flattering the master by repeating only the best and most positive things that the crowd has been saying. Remember also, we have heard the Pharisees call Jesus the devil or one under the power of the prince of demons. But then, after Jesus hears their answers and has them engaged in this conversation, he tweaks the question just a bit and points it back at them. And in doing so, points it at us. To answer Jesus' question now is to speak what's hidden in our heart and maybe even reveal the motivation behind why we continue to follow Jesus. This is not the end of the gospel, so this doesn't have to be our final answer. But from what we've seen and heard so far, who do we say that Jesus is? It's worth spending some time answering our Lord's question for ourselves. Who do you say that I am? There are really two parts to our answer. Part one is a confession of faith. That is what we hear from Peter when he confesses that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah. The second part, however, considers the implications of that confession. If it is true that Jesus really is the Messiah, then what? What difference does that make in our lives and in the world? in both parts of our answer. It is never just about formulating the correct answer, but it is about the Spirit opening us up so that we could know the truth about our faith and start to realize the implications that such a faith brings to our life and to the world. So I invite you to spend some time meditating on the first aspect of our answer today. The simple answer of what do we confess about Jesus? Who do we say that Jesus is? And tomorrow we'll go on to consider what that kind of confession might mean for us. And we may find ourselves, like Peter, actually surprised by what all this means for us and for the world. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high breaks upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for gifts of food and drink, for the new creation in Christ, and for all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gift of relationships with others, and for the communion of faith that we enjoy in your church. For what else are we truly thankful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who are sick, for those who are grieving. We pray for those who govern the nations of the world. And we pray for people who are suffering in countries ravaged by strife or warfare or famine. We pray for all who are working to bring international peace and harmony, for those involved in relief efforts that bring food and medicine and healing, for all who are striving to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, and for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. For who else or for what else are we praying this morning? Almighty and everlasting God, you brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome in adversity. In all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.